I guess the thing I don't understand, and this is something that that I guess will always confuse me in this whole scenario, was Ozzie kept talking about he's not a quitter, and he loved the White Sox, and Jerry was like a father to him, and all of these other things, and all the loyalty he had. And then he talked about thinking of Miami for 2 years in a press conference in Miami. But more important than that, I'm not sure of the significance exactly of quitting with 2 days to go, and he did quit. Make no mistake about that. He asked the White Sox to let him out of his contract. He left with 2 days to go. I'm not sure there was a tremendous advantage of Florida holding that press conference with when they did, and Ozzie leaving 2 days before the fact. If he left when the season was over, he could have equally. Jeffrey Loria sent his plane for him. The plane flies any day that Jeffrey wants it to fly. You pick him up, you take him down there, you have your press conference, and then you bring him back. And that still baffles me. I don't know why it was so important, but I think Ozzie did many good things for the White Sox, and to denigrate his accomplishments here, I don't think does him a great deal of service, because he was pretty good a lot of the time. Last couple of years weren't particularly good, but some of that was not due to what Ozzie did or didn't do. The one thing where I really believe he hurt himself was the soliloquy about how it was about the money and he needed to buy his wife better clothes. And if you can't clothe your wife for $2 million, my Lord, get a new wife.
How about the boat? He wants a 62.
No, he canceled the boat order now.
$2 million boat.
Yeah,
who would ever want that unless you have all the money?
Yeah, and he's making 2.5, which is nice. To get a $2 million boat, that to bring all of those things up made absolutely no sense whatsoever, because it took away from what Ozzie had always said he was, which was a guy who had spent 20-some years in the White Sox organization, loved the White Sox organization, would have been content, as he said, to spend the rest of his career in the White Sox organization, and then all of a sudden he asked them to let him out of his contract. Now, I understand this was the year to go to the Florida Marlins because they're moving into their new ballpark. You're not going to hire a guy for a year. Jack McKeon might not be able to breathe for another year, so you got to get him out, and so this was the year to hire the Marlins' new manager and to get all the excitement going into the new ballpark. And I understand from Loria's standpoint why he wanted Ozzie at this point. And I can understand Ozzie wanting to go at this point. I mean, this was a time where he held a certain amount of leverage over them. But he didn't get that much more money, for one thing. And two, the way he left, I think, was he didn't do himself any favors in leaving and saying many of the things that he said. He could have left a different way, and he still would have been, a hero here, and people would have believed that, look, he left, he got a 4-year deal, the White Sox weren't going to give him that kind of security, okay, so you can somewhat understand it. But leaving as he did, I don't think it was did him the greatest of services.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you, because I really think, I'm not sure. I knew it was going 10. I wasn't sure what would be a good ending. But when you think about Ozzie, I guess when my final thought was, Tony, that just really doesn't surprise me, I guess, the way it ended. I mean, he sort of is that kind of guy. I mean, he's whatever you want to say about him. I mean, I don't know if there's a good ending when you're leaving a team. There probably is obviously a cleaner, tidier way to do it than he did.
Yes.
But it was kind of like so Ozzie the way it happened. It was just sort of a complete clunk when he left rather than what it should have been for him.
And I think one of the real difficult parts about this, and I think one of the difficult parts for not only Kenny but to a certain extent Jerry, was that starting with a month to go in the season or about 6 weeks to go in the season, there were certain times when there were very big games coming up or very big series coming up or the start of a homestand where Ozzie was making the whole thing about Ozzie. And Ozzie has a tendency to make everything about Ozzie. It doesn't, you knew that that's what he was and that's what he did. But if, in fact, the whole object of this entire exercise that you start in the middle of February and end just before October, if that's for the team to win, then you can't make critical junctures of the season about the manager, because this wasn't about Ozzy. This was about the winning of the Chicago White Sox. And many times the headlines were about Ozzy, whether it was a key situation where Ozzy happened to choose that one opportunity to talk about the plight of the Latino player in the United States. He's working for an organization that has more guys who speak Spanish than English, who probably the White Sox are the greatest example of diversity and the greatest example of how to treat their Latino players of any team in the major leagues. And Ozzy happens to work for them and been associated with them for 20 years, and he starts to talk about the plight of the Latino player when we're starting on a critical homestand. Those kind of things made him look self-absorbed and worried about many other things except for the Chicago White Sox winning. And those are some of the things that a lot of people will carry with them.
All right, Stoney. Pleasure as always this season, my friend. Have a great offseason. If anything really breaks, we can find you, right, if we wanted to.
You got to go scout the Arizona Fall League for us. We rely on that.
I'm going to be there scouting the Fall League in about a week and a half, and you can call me anytime. And there's going to be a lot of news on both sides of town, boys, so we will be talking again, I guarantee it.
You got it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Steve Stone joining